The tax increase we all accept. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Sometimes America feels like a country on the edge, always outraged about something. Guns, gay marriage, birth control, insurance mandates, and definitely taxes. But there's one outrage that trumps them all and which we have quietly accepted. The steady increase in gas prices.
This time, less than 4 cents per gallon. They may be peaking around the current price of $3.97.
Which amazes me because gas is something we all have to buy. We live under an individual gas mandate. If you draw breath, you must pay for gas, even if you don't drive, because everything you buy is delivered by some vehicle that burns gas. So gas is like a tax. Now, we know what would happen to a politician who even hinted at increasing a tax, right? You can't even close a tax loophole. And yet, if you look at the last 4 years, since the end of 2008, when the recession sent gas prices down to $1.61 a gallon, during a period when incomes have barely increased at all, the price of gas has increased 246%. It now costs more than a gallon of milk. In some cities, more than a gallon of organic milk. And yet, no riots, no anti-gas Tea Party demonstrations, no ripping up of credit cards, no truckers circling the Capitol. In fact, yesterday, when I found gas for $4.17 a gallon, I celebrated because it's $4.29 at my neighborhood station. Only had to drive 20 miles. Yes, we will pay any price, bear any burden, even if it's a tax, as long as you don't call it one. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the web at DaveRoss.com.